It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. McAllister's Deli opened up Monday here in Galesburg out on North Seminary Street, just north of Aldi, if you didn't know where it was at. Or if you've seen the new restaurant there and didn't know what it was, you're going to find out all about it here this morning. Thanks for being with us. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Dumb, Nick Isher. Joining us here this morning is the general manager of the new McAllister's Deli, Kim Allen. Kim, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. So excited to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right, so got it all opened up on Monday. I know some tight going. There was still some work going on the exterior of the parking lot, but you got it open, and it was nice to see, I'm guessing, for you guys, finally have some people come in, and you guys got to serve them.
Absolutely. We've been practicing. We're so excited to have real live guinea pigs now. And you're right, the construction is really tight with the rain pouring the cement for the parking lot. But we're so excited to be able to be here and, you know, serve the community here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about McAllister's Deli. There's, you know, some people know about them. It just kind of depends, because here in Galesburg, a lot of people will go and do shopping and go to restaurants and stuff, sometimes in Peoria, sometimes in the Quad Cities. It just depends. You know, there are people. I'm one that goes both directions. You go to the Quad Cities, there's not a McAllister's up there. Been one in Peoria for a while. There's been one on the campus at Illinois State University for a while. And I actually just found out when I was in there Monday that there's a location in Macomb, too, which I didn't even know about that one, which I assume hasn't been there that long.
About a year.
It hasn't been about a year. Okay. So some people know about you, some don't. First off, talk about kind of what the mission is. What is McAllister's Deli all about?
So McAllister's Deli is all about Southern hospitality, but specifically we're community focused, which is why we're so excited to be here in Galesburg now. And we're just all about serving the public, getting out there, getting involved. That's what McAllister's is all about.
Well, and right off the bat, I did see the picture on Facebook. You guys served at the rescue mission here in town.
Absolutely, yes. So obviously with our training, we've got to practice making sandwiches, and that can lead to a lot of wasted food. What's the point of throwing it away when we can make use of it and serve the community with it?
Not to mention, it tastes good. You don't want to throw away good tasting food,
right? Well,
right,
but we don't want to let the secret out before we're open either.
Well, that's true. That is true. Talk about, so as a deli, and as I looked up and down your menu, is most or all, as far as the sandwiches, mostly or almost all hot or toasted?
Yes, they're
that's
almost all
thought.
Hot.
Okay, that's what I thought, and that which is a good thing. I like that. Not that I have a problem with cold sandwiches, but that kind of sets you apart, makes you a little bit different than most of the restaurants that might be similar to what you do.
Absolutely. McAllister's is different than a lot of things I've seen around Galesburg. So I've noticed there's a lot of fast food here, and then there's a lot of sit-down restaurants, but really nothing in that fast casual niche, which is what we're all about. So it's going to be a little bit different than a Jimmy John's or a Subway. Mostly hot sandwiches, like you said, premium quality, larger portions. And again, it's really about the service more than it is the food.
Well, that's one interesting thing. So you go in, don't go in expecting fast food. You order and your food's going to be given to you. It takes a few minutes because you're preparing the sandwich fresh and heating it up. So maybe what on average, 5 to 10 minutes?
5 to 10, absolutely.
And your food is brought to your table.
Yep.
Served right there.
And then as soon as you get your food, then it basically turns into a typical sit-down restaurant. So we serve you, get you refills, deliver service, try to interact with you. We have toys for kids.
Something that people may not have known. You told me about that afterwards. She said, next time you come, you got to look over there. So we actually looked on the way out and thinking, oh, man, I got to bring back. We were talking about we need to do the morning show out there and play Battleship. You got games and everything, not just for the kids. As far as the food, and it's really interesting, not just the sandwiches. And you can go on the website, look at the menu, not just sandwiches. Somebody next to me got a baked potato. I have never seen a potato that size in my life. This must be a special farm they come from, or same vendor they come from, or something.
Well, I can't give the secret
okay,
away, but
checking.
They are monsters. They're all about a full size spud. It's the size of a football.
That's what I was going to say. It was about to look like a football, except
Absolutely.
Better, more delicious than a football.
It's a commitment.
Absolutely. Kim Allen is the general manager of the new McAllister's Deli here in Galesburg out on North Seminary Street. And I got to say, what I had was absolutely delicious. I went with the big and bold menu. I said, why not? I'm big and bold, so I got to go with the big and bold menu. Had the Memphian. Oh, my goodness. It was so good on the toasted like a hoagie type roll.
Yeah, it's on a French baguette.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, it was so good with had the ham, the turkey, and the roast beef along with the cheese. What kind? I didn't even look to see what kind of cheese it was. Was it a Swiss or a
provolone?
Provolone. Okay, that's why I knew it was either a Swiss or provolone. But it was absolutely delicious. I have to say, it was really good. So one of the things that it's really interesting You don't normally hear people talk about or restaurants promote a particular drink. You guys are also kind of famous for your iced tea. Talk about that.
Absolutely. The one thing we haven't talked about the menu so far is the most popular item, the big McAllister's thing, is our sweet tea. Mm-hmm. We, of course, also have unsweet tea and lemonade, so don't think you can't customize it. But it's absolutely all about the tea. This is not McDonald's tea.
Well, I guess you go back at the history of McAllister's, which has been around, but just about, you're celebrating 30th anniversary, right?
Absolutely, just a few weeks ago.
Oxford, Mississippi. So, Southern guy who was, what, a dentist?
Absolutely.
Who kind of started the company. And so, well, you got to have sweet tea. That only makes sense. Now, I got to admit, I'm not necessarily a sweet tea person. I did order the regular iced tea. I said, well, I got to try it anyway. Yeah, it was really, really good. Really good. So I would recommend that. Talk about some of the other things maybe on the menu. You got interesting choice of sides with each sandwich as well.
Yeah, we have a really long list of sides, from mac and cheese, potato salad, cucumber tomato salad, applesauce, several different types of chips all down the line.
Yeah, my son was disappointed. I got the chips. He said, we should have gotten the mac and cheese. I said, well, I don't really like mac and cheese. Yeah, but I wanted to try it. Like, okay, next time we'll get that, because I got applesauce with his kids meal. So that's the other thing. Got the kids meal, the kids menu as well. And by the way, that sandwich was really good too. Yeah, basically choice of a grilled cheese, or basically grilled cheese with ham or turkey. And he got the turkey one. That was really good too.
That's right. And the best thing about the kids menu is it's only $1.99.
Yeah, that's something that's gotten really expensive in a lot of places. The kids menu, the prices just keep going up. And if it's a sit down restaurant, sometimes you're talking $6.99. It's like, well, they're not going to necessarily eat all that, and it's not something I want to eat. But that's another really good thing with that. And you got the chocolate milk with it, so it's really good. Talk about your hours at McAllister's Deli.
So we open at 10:30 every day. The dining room closes at 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Drive-thru is open till 10 Friday and Saturday, and then we close dining room and drive-thru till 8. A little complicated, but we're here to serve.
Okay. One of the interesting things I saw also on your website that you do some catering, but you also do catering for breakfast too, which is, you don't do breakfast at the restaurant, but you do some breakfast catering. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, we tried to put a twist on it and just provide anything we can across the board, but we have like yogurt parfaits for breakfast for catering. We have danishes, muffins. Oh, the muffins are so great. I wish we sold them in the store. I get hungry and see them. But yeah, we have all sorts of variety for catering. Breakfast is definitely not excluded.
Kim Allen is the general manager of the new McAllister's Deli that just opened on Monday here in Galesburg out on North Seminary Street. Highly recommend. You got to go check it out. How long have you been actually with McAllister's?
9 years next month.
Really? Good for you. So had you worked in the Peoria location prior to this?
I did, just for the last few months while we were waiting for this store to get set up. But I've been, I'm the success story of our company, we say, because I started as an opening, I was only 20 years old. I was a cashier when the store in Fairview Heights, Illinois opened.
Down by St. Louis, yeah.
Yep, I've worked in, I believe, 6 stores for the last 9 years.
So. And just worked your way up and
absolutely start at the bottom.
Come true. Yeah, that's really cool. So anybody looking, are you still hiring at this point, or do you still need, because it looked like you had a pretty good staff there when I was in the other day. Are you still looking for some employees?
We are always hiring.
Okay, so just keep that in mind as well and look what you can become, right?
Absolutely.
Kim Allen is the general manager of the new McAllister's Deli on North Seminary Street here in Galesburg. Anything else that we need to know about McAllister's? I know when we first talked about the fact that you guys were coming, I looked up some information, and you're no longer privately owned, but corporately. And wasn't there some other restaurants within the group that that you guys are owned by?
I've heard some rumors that McAllister's is related to Jason's Deli. But I don't know that I can verify that.
Okay, just checking. I didn't know. Well, that would explain why there's not a McAllister's in East Peoria. Now that you mentioned it, I did taste something that was very similar. Well, I won't get into that on the air, but anyway. But again, I highly recommend it. You know, I get quite often we get people who talk about, oh, eat local, the local places, locally owned. I think I get that. Guess what? The people working there live locally. The tax dollars go locally. You guys give back to the community. So it's still, as you said, it's about serving the community and being local.
That's right.
and delicious food. Anything, what's your favorite thing on the menu? You've been there a while, so you've tried it all.
That's such a hard thing to answer. The McAllister's Club is obviously something everybody's got to try. The French dip is really popular. We have 10 different soups. Chicken tortilla soup is definitely something to check out. It's spicy and creamy, which is not something you usually find. But probably my favorite right now, I'm going to say the spicy turkey melt.
Okay.
Pepper jack cheese, bacon, turkey, of course, fresh avocado, and chipotle ranch.
That sounds good. You mentioned the soups. I mean, perfect time of year to be talking about soups. Hey, you want to? And people ask us, like, well, what's it like? I mean, I say, I don't know if there, you can't really compare it too much. Maybe a Panera, but you guys have such a much more extensive menu than they do, though. And, you know, like I said, everything's, all the sandwiches, for the most part, are toasted, which is different as well.
It's really hard to say it's like something else.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good thing, but that just means you got to come in and try it out.
Absolutely. You found a niche, and it's a special, different kind of place. Again, North Seminary Street here in Galesburg, McAllister's Deli. Go check it out. Again, 10:30 each morning. Try the iced tea. Try the sweet tea. Especially if you're a sweet tea fan, they're famous for it. All right. Well, Kim, anything else we need to know about McAllister's Deli?
You just got to come see it. Got to see it for yourself.
Got to check it out. Kim, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.